Good morning, everyone I love. Once again, that our Lord and Savior is victorious forever. I want to share some thoughts that I have about what I believe the Bible teaches that goes against many of the beliefs that is taught in a lot of the congregations today. And specifically the fact that there are two kingdoms. There's a kingdom of light, there's a kingdom of darkness. There's two trees in the taught in the Bible, and there's two kinds of fruit. The kingdom is taught by many circles that it's still in the future, that it is out there, that Revelation 21:22 is a picture of something out in the future when in reality we've had it for the last 2,000 years. We're taught also that when Jesus was faced by Satan after fasting for 40 days, that Satan wanted to give the kingdom to Jesus Christ of darkness. Why in the world would he ever do that? And I believe he tempted the Son of Man. The Son of Man in his humanity. And Satan, as far as he's concerned, he would love to do away with the kingdom of light and only have the kingdom of darkness. There's also a teaching, I believe, that's amongst us. Not only do we not have a gospel kingdom, but that a corrupt tree can become a good tree or evolve. I believe even our cosmological evolution arises from the notion that we can evolve, that things are in processes, that it takes billions of years to get where we are, and none of that is true. Our Lord and Savior can speak things into existence. Our eternal life regeneration begins with let there be light within us, and we had no participation at all. So there's no such thing as spiritual evolution. There's no such thing as cosmological evolution. And these things are such a part of our environment and our teachings, and our children are being taught. I'm thankful that Charlie Kirk is coming against some of the things that are being taught to our young people. But there's even more things out there that I believe are being taught wrong about how we can become something on our own, and we can't. And the Bible says in Jeremiah 13 that can the Ethiopian change his skin or a leopard his spots, then may ye also do good that are accustomed to do evil. We can't change our old nature into a new nature. It's impossible. And we need to declare that, just as Charlie is out there declaring many of the things that he did and his life was ended because of it, we also need to declare these truths, that there are two kingdoms, that evil doesn't become good, and that corrupt fruit, and it's something we have to deal with the rest of our life. It doesn't go away. We don't become perfect. When we're born again, by choice we do. All those things are just, to me, it doesn't make sense. Spiritually, it doesn't make sense. So we have within our understanding some truths that I believe that are really bless if you give him all the credit, God all the credit for doing the saving. And then we understand the two kingdoms. We understand there's a now kingdom. We understand there's a kingdom of darkness that Satan wants to absorb us all in and destroy our peace. We understand that Satan doesn't like that Revelation 21:22 kingdom that's talked about, I believe, and here available the last 2,000 years. He wants to put it out there in the future. He wants to destroy all the Ten Commandments, worship many gods, murder's okay. All the things that he is trying to get God's children to do are sad that we have participate in that. So I believe that there's these truths that we know we should try to share. So there are two kingdoms. And I believe that there are two kingdoms even represented in the Garden of Eden. If you think about it, we began with two trees and we end up with one tree of life in the same tree of life that was in the first garden. We have in Revelation 21:22, and we have a tree of life within us in the new man. But we also have a tree of knowledge of good and evil. I personally hate it when I think evil thoughts. And also, I have good thoughts, but those good thoughts don't lead to eternal life. So Satan tempted Adam and Eve, and the sin began with Adam. Eve was deceived, but thinking you'll be as gods. You'll know good and evil. Well, I really don't want to know good and evil. I want to know just good. God is good, and that tree of life gives us good, not where we spend a lot of our time each day thinking back and forth between good and evil. And I don't think that good there is necessarily the good that God is. There's morally good. You can do morally good, but that moral goodness doesn't lead to eternal life. So, and there's differences in opinion as to what that tree represents, but I really think that I'd prefer that Adam had eaten of the tree of life and not the tree of knowledge, good and evil, and he'd be here today. I believe that was a one-time decision for the only man that's ever had an eternal choice, and he chose the wrong tree. So today, we live daily wanting to live with the tree of life being in us and bearing good fruit in our new man. Matthew 7:13-27, and this is my text, tells us about some of these things. It says, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." We have a lot of broad doctrines and teachings out there that are destructive. And we need to enter in at the straight gate and the truth that is straight that leadeth to life. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs or of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. And I believe that good tree is our regenerated creature inside. It can only bring forth good fruit. It has no sin in it, and it's perfect. And it's the same nature and holiness as Jesus Christ. And it brings forth good fruit. But we have a corrupt tree, our old nature, which bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father which is in heaven. I believe that right now, when we understand the truth of how God saves his people, we rejoice in that, we mourn over our sin when we don't do right, we're in the kingdom of heaven. Not everyone, though, will be in the kingdom of heaven in this life, but they are God's children, and they never hear the gospel. They never hear the good news of how God saves his people. So we have available kingdom knowledge that's available right now. And we have an understanding that our good fruit inside only comes from God. And that we need, as it shows in Ephesians that, or Galatians, that we need to have fruit of the Spirit. But it also talks about the other fruit that's not so good, and the works of the flesh, that is. So we have this fight going on, and between these two kingdoms that are within us, and I like it when the kingdom of God prevails inside, and that I rejoice in righteousness, peace, and joy, and that the kingdom of God is at hand, it is inside me, and that I express those to those that I share with, how God has saved me, and from a time in my life when I didn't know the truth. And I kept trying to get saved by saying a sinner's prayer and get baptized over and over and over and over again, 6 times growing up. Well, be honest with you, that was corrupt fruit. That was not, but it was, God looked at the broken and contrite heart, and he said, I believe in my own life, I'm going to show him the truth. And so he did. He took me to a place where I met an old Baptist preacher who had just been ordained the month prior. I was the very first one to hear what he had to say, and that's the first time at 25 or so I ever heard how God saves his people. Then I was introduced to a new kingdom. I was understanding what the good fruit is come from God, and that we are beneficiaries. We are passive in so many ways. We don't choose to be here. We're conceived in darkness. We live in darkness till we're born again. Jesus Christ bore our darkness for 3 hours. Be honest with you, a lot of the major blessings we have come from the fact that darkness was our first state of being. And now we're blessed to have light and be children of light. And so I'm thankful for that. So then Jesus said, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me that work iniquity. There are also, I believe, those that aren't just or they're non-elect involved in this too. There will be a lot of people that will say, did we not do this, this, and this? And when the great white throne judgment occurs, the Lord will open up the books and they're judged according to their works. But our judgment was taken during those 3 hours on the cross from the 12 o'clock roughly to 3 o'clock. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So, brethren, I'll close with saying that I am thankful to understand more of the truth of how God saves his people. And I think that is a huge blessing to declare. Just as bold as Charlie Kirk has, we need to declare the truth of how God saves his people, even if it causes us to lose our life. That is the most blessed understanding, because I don't want to go back before I was 25 and go through those times of crying in my bed as a child, wondering if I had said the right words and wondering if I was one of God's children or not. That is not a very... a time there's so many people in that condition of thinking they got to do something to get something. We need to do because of what we are and not do to get something. And we are God's children, and we are, by the grace of God, born again because of his work. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for all your love and blessings and truths that help us to not be in a state of darkness and We thank you so much for your doing the saving, and it's not of ourselves, and we're beneficiaries of that grace. We thank you for the truths that will set us free, and thank you for that straight gate and that narrow way that leadeth to life, and we ask that you would help us to declare it. We ask that you would bless today and the ceremony going on in Arizona, that there would be peace, uplifting of you, Lord, for the life of this young man that was taken from us. And we ask that you would bless the safety of those coming and going and returning back to their homes. We ask that you would help this nation to repent of our gods that we have worshiped. And Father, there's so many things involved in the history of Israel, even of Baal worship, Astaroth and Moloch, and these gods seem to be present even today. We ask that you would destroy those idols and that you would help us to live bearing good fruit, and that we would have see that good tree that's in the midst of the kingdom there in Revelation 21 and 22 that's available to us now. We ask for blessings upon the rest of the service and all those mentioned as far as their health issues, that you would grant to them a measure of grace as you see fit. Please forgive us our sins. In Christ's name, amen.